Proclamation number 5093 of 25th of March, 1951. Resurrection. Easter Sunday. He overcame death. He rose from the dead on the third day, as he foretold to his disciples, and all prophecies were fulfilled. The world was redeemed. He broke the power of death, by which it is to be understood that he gained victory over hell, victory over Satan, who had placed people in a state of death through his influence, who had caused the death of the spiritual substance in the first place, which could not bring itself to life through its own strength because Satan kept it bound. And the man Jesus broke this power and was able to break it because he united with his Father of eternity during his earthly life and thus took up the battle with Satan with his strength. But he acquired the strength because he was full of love and thereby became a recipient of strength from God. As a human being, he gave people the proof that it was possible to free themselves from Satan's chains if they, like him, walked the path of love, which brought them into possession of strength from God, which makes everything possible, including liberation from the prince of hell. Jesus Christ was risen from the dead. He gloriously emerged from the grave and entered into the midst of his own. He certainly had to suffer earthly death beforehand because this was the crown of his work of redemption, because he wanted to offer God the sacrifice of atonement for the sins of men. The human being Jesus died, yet the transfigured spirit rose again from the grave and appeared visibly to his own in order to strengthen their faith. The process which takes place in every human being whose soul has spiritualized itself through love, so that the physical shell falls, took place visibly in him. The soul arises to eternal life. The soul cannot die, it can only still be in the power of God's adversary. Then its state cannot be called life, but it is still in the night of death. Yet through its own fault. For the Redeemer Jesus Christ sacrificed himself for all people and acquired eternal life for them. And thus all people can also claim the graces of the act of salvation for themselves. If they do not do so by not acknowledging him as God's Son and Redeemer of the world and appeal to him for his help, then they're still in bondage to God's adversary and death has not yet been overcome for them. He showed himself to his disciples. They saw him because he presented himself to them in a visible way. They and all those who were allowed to see him had the maturity to be able to behold spiritual light, otherwise they would have passed away at the sight of him. He took his body with him. His soul could certainly have shown itself to his own in a recognizable way, but then people would never have believed Jesus' resurrection, which he promised to those who live according to his teaching. The resurrection of the soul was certainly meant, but as a sign of the truth of his words, his body also rose from the dead, and this was all the more self-evident because his body had also spiritualized itself and no longer required further development on earth. Body, soul and spirit had united and turned to God the Father, and therefore he was also able to visibly ascend to heaven in all glory and thus give a last testimony of his divinity. A testimony that he has overcome death and gives eternal life to the one who believes in him and follows him through a life on earth in love. For even this one will rise to eternal life, he will not taste death for eternity, because Jesus Christ has overcome death. Amen.